is America a Christian nation? Or was America founded on certain value systems that emphasized freedom of religion? I'm Alex Frank, and this is The Contrarian Conservatarian. Now, today, I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to skip the news today. I'll recap the week tomorrow, but I promised 3 episodes this week, and you're going to get it. So, here we are, and this one is going to be shorter because I'm shooting this late, and I didn't have time to edit and everything, so I apologize for that, but I'd rather get you a lower quality video than skimp on my promise to upload 3 videos this week in the first place. So, today, I'm going to be talking about whether or not America is a Christian nation. This is a topic that's been on my mind. I've seen as much postmodernism as there is on the left, on the mainstream left now, it's starting to trickle into certain segments of the right, and it's not good. And I see it in rhetoric about the nation's founding and how the founding was based upon a Christian value system. And they say Judeo-Christian value system, but let's be real. They discount the Judaism. Okay, without Judaism, there would be no Christianity. That's just a fact. So, but the reality is that a lot of these people simply just make the argument that, hey, America is a Christian nation. And even David French, who is an amazing conservative, and a practicing evangelical Christian, says and notes that America was never intended to be a Christian nation. Multiple writers at National Review have rebuked this statement and claim, and for good purpose. I mean, the idea that this country is built upon Christianity is not only divisive in an already fractured cultural system within the modern rubric of America, but it's also just inaccurate. It's a historical fallacy. There's really no other way to put it. But when we look at, say, the Treaty of Tripoli, right? And there's literally, and this is where the postmodernism, when I say postmodernism has trickled down into some segments of the right, this is exactly what I am alluding to. So today, I'm not going to include an ad. I'm just gonna hit this full throttle and hope for the best. So, let's do this thing. So, Treaty of Tripoli.
Okay. Let's talk about this.
So, this was part of the founding. When America gained its independence from Britain, it was on its own against the dreaded Barbary pirates from Morocco, Tunis, Algiers, and Tripoli. Okay? And then in 1785, 2 years after the signing of the Articles of Confederation, two American ships were captured and held for ransom. Over the years, the situation gradually worsened. More ships, American ships were being captured, and sailors, unfortunately, were being sold into slavery. Eventually, the United States began negotiating treaties with the Barbary States. Now, the treaty with Tripoli and those with the other Barbary powers, not states, powers, were for the purpose of making the Mediterranean, safe for American ships. Okay? So this treaty is very significant to America's founding. And while on the left, the postmodernism of a supposed white superstructure with the Jew at the heart of it, controlling American citizens like puppets, isn't true, the idea that America was founded as a Christian nation is just as untrue. Okay, so there is clearly postmodernism on both sides. Why? Because as a friend recently pointed out to me, postmodernism tends to make people feel good. It confirms their priors. That's why it's a tricky ideology to root out and explain to people, because we as human beings are flawed and we want to believe that what we think is right and we don't want to be wrong. That is just human nature. But we have the ability with human nature to rationalize about our irrationality. And through that rationalization, we are able to understand our implicit biases, which is why implicit biases as a left-wing social theory has been widely debunked, because it turns out that once we are made aware of certain implicit biases, we tend to not hold them anymore. And so the same holds true, hopefully, on this subject. Now, I'm sure that I have some listeners who are kind of pissed off right now. You know, it's really not my job to please you guys with the things that I say. It's my job to bring you guys interesting content, right? Like, as much as I depend on the listener's support, ultimately, my job is to educate and depolarize what is an already fractured culture, not only throughout the nation, but on the right. And so this is why we started our podcast, because we need to do this. And so we got to talk about the Treaty of Tripoli. So this is historical documentation that literally proves that America was not founded on Christianity. So here's John Adams, who signed the Treaty of Tripoli. Let's see. Let's look at this quote. Excuse me. Okay. The quote: "The government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion." End quote. Adams was a practitioner of Christianity. He was. John Adams was a Christian. But he did not impose that in his public policy. Neither did the framers. John Locke, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful steadfast thinker that accelerated the movement of classical liberalism and traditional conservatism, also recognized that personal morality should not be controlled under a governmental entity, right? And so, under this, so the founding fathers, you know, most of them were deists, but, you know, John Jay, Washington, and Rutledge were Protestant. At the same time, they also understood that they were not going to impose that in our Constitution. They did not trust the powers of government to control that. And so the U.S. Constitution is drafted as the left tends to argue that it's secular. It's a secular document. It's not. It's not. There's a clear relationship between our founding and God. And that is because John Locke bought into an idea called natural law. And under this dictate, natural law basically argues that human beings possess intrinsic values that govern our reasoning and behavior, and that these rules of right and wrong are inherent in people, not created by society or court judges, but inherent in ourselves and mirrored in the image of our creator. Now that creator is God. Okay? That's God. That's God. But they don't say Locke and Aristotle and Aquinas, who was part of the Catholic Church, right? We have to understand that. But it is rooted in externally, it's an absolute theory of ethics. And so it is found in our human nature and our search for genuine happiness and fulfillment. It concedes and argues that there's a natural order in our world. And so the only way to balance that belief out is through the concession that this natural order is somehow determined by a supernatural power that should be followed. Now, that is crucial. Now, that is our creator, right? But in no way does natural law dictate that this is a Christian theory, right? It's not. It's built on religious premises, right? It is. It's built on value systems. You could argue it's built on the value system of literally every religion. Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, like everything. And it should be noted that Aristotle and the ancient Greeks were not practitioners of Christianity. So you have to connect the dots at some point and note that some of this is just not true. But, you know, that's the postmodernist belief. And so the end goal here is that human beings are naturally inclined toward its moral code. And the moral life is a life lived according to reason. And that reason can be found through human beings exercising their rationality. And even though we are irrational creatures, we have the ability to exercise rationality in our everyday lives, right? That's basically natural law summed up, okay? Natural law is fundamental to our founding. It is. It's probably the most significant ethics system, philosophical ethics system that is enshrined within the American founding. The American founding was specifically founded on not Christianity, but religious belief. That is important to make, that is important to make it distinguish between. And so by human beings discovering our end telos, which in Greek means purpose, we can work out how to achieve this, right? It does not give a fixed law. It's not always straightforward, but there is flexibility in its application. And so, this is a key theory of it's a key theory of, man, I totally lost my thought. It's a key theory of Christianity. It is. It's also a key theory of Judaism. It's also a key theory of Islam in the Western sense. Not radicalized Islam, but in a reformed, because every single religion can be taken to its extreme. Every single one, right? Natural law is a pluralistic system of ethics, in my opinion. And so it's important to distinguish that. Value pluralism is very similar, but not same. But so like Platonism, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so Plato would be Plato's theories, kind of a big deal in the philosophical world. It's definitely a pluralist. Natural law needs pluralism to thrive. Now, without it, there can't be anything else other than conflict, because if there's only one state religion, and let's see, your family, as in ancient times. So for an example, my family is Jewish, and my ancestors were prosecuted or persecuted for practicing Judaism. In an ethnic sense, some of them died in the Holocaust. Now, some of that is due to the natural law dictates of, this is not a dictate of that. That is an example of not adhering to natural law. It's an example of adhering to totalitarian garbage that is specifically aimed to indoctrinate a certain belief into the state, not a particular religion. And then you have something like the Roman Empire, or you have something like Iran, okay? That is not a state under natural law, okay? That is a forced position that you are in to basically practice your religion. If you want certain rights, you have to practice a certain doctrine. Okay, you cannot be different. That is not a function of natural law. Natural law says that God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and we have to live through that idea. Right? And so it was very difficult to understand and conceptualize the stark differences between um, the idea of a Christian nation versus a system of religious liberty. And so that is why we have freedom of religion in America. And that is why in the Treaty of Tripoli, John Adams specifically states that America is not a Christian nation. All right, guys. I know I was a little out of it and tired for this one, but I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Alex Frank, signing out for The Contrarian Conservatarian. Peace.